Hi, I am Okolo Shana Moses, and we are the host of Spence of Life. We discuss matters in all parts of life, related matters from life matters, from careers, jobs, businesses, economies, and relationships, ensuring the right knowledge to be known. We hope to embed the high level of ignorance in major areas of life to help people become successful career personages, successful businessmen and women, peace, harmony, and love in any relationships, whether you're in Africa, America, Australia, Europe, or Asia. So join us every week. In this week, at season 3 episodes, we will be discussing on the topic titled, Why Are My Plans in Life Not Working Accordingly? And How to Easily Achieve Any Set Goals. Welcome back once again to the Life Matters podcast, still on the topic titled 30 Keys to Record Success, episode 14. On this episode 14 today, we should be looking at social media and your life. You must reduce the time spent on chat programs. It's highly vital to life and success in business, personal success, and everything that you do. On our last episode, we discussed on how to work with difficult people and the benefits of working with them to continue sailing in your venture. You had listened to that episode if you haven't. Here on this episode today, we would be discussing the negative effects of spending so much time on social media to destinies and how you can come out of such if found in it. Social media medias are one of the major time wasters, in other words, destiny wasters, if not utilized wisely. I call it destiny because time is life, purpose, and assignments. First, it said that if the purpose of a thing is not clearly defined, abuse would be inevitable. Now, what is social media? We have to know the purpose of the social media platform. What does it stand for? What is its function? Now, social media is a system or forum where people of diverse ethnicity, region, culture, and beliefs works for a common goal while associating with others, building up relationships, businesses, educating, and self-developing oneself. Now, what the social media, in other words, has meant for some people these days is what has, you know, baffled me. It baffles me a lot. When the purpose of a thing, like I said earlier, is not clearly utilized, success will definitely be eluded. When it's not utilized, it's not used wisely, success would be eluded. The social media is not just for highs and hellos, WhatsApps that, you know, many, especially the youth these days, has turned it to be, thereby instilling some e-habits in them, which is very, very wrong. How can you consciously utilize the social media, making it to work for you and not to work against you instead? How can you? Here on this episode, this Life Matters podcast, we shall be looking at 3 points. As I shortened it, 3 points. I don't want it to be that long. That is the reason it has to be 3 points. We have to be looking at 3 most important points today. Shall be treating on here on this episode. And after these 3 points, I hope you would know the purpose of you. Yeah, at the end of it, you know the purpose of you logging into the social media, what you are meant to do, and the things that you are meant to avoid, and how also to avoid those things in order for you to utilize your time wisely while being on the social platform. Now, point number one, note your purpose. Like I said earlier, that it is said by a wise man that if the purpose of a thing is not clearly defined, abuse would be inevitable. You must remind yourself of what made you log into that social media platform. Did you log in with the purpose of chatting highs, hellos, and what's-ups? Or did you enter on a platter of business notes and transactions? Each of these reasons must be made known to you before logging into any social media platform. Point number two, you must observe the distractions. You must observe the distractions. You must note the distractions on social media, because social media has lots of distractive materials that might not be visible to you as your attentions are drawn to them as fun time, you know, gossips and other, you know, propagandas online carried by millions on the same platform. According to agriculture, a weed is any unwanted grass that grows around other crops. I want you to understand this. What I call crops in my farm might be an unwanted grass that grows in your surrounding, and the same as the things you might classify as a weed might be what I take as crop or other vegetables in my farm but regarded as a weed in your farm. Why? Because that's not the crop I need or what I see as a vegetable. Now, in other words, it is what's important to me or miss in the farm, so they becomes weed. I don't know if you get me. It is what's important to me in the farm that you regard as a weed in your own farm, that it might not be important to you. And those things might not be allowing other crops that you value, other things that you see as vegetable in your farms, to grow rapidly, that you are regarding as a weed. But why in my own very farm, I see them as vegetables and not weeds? Other plants I need to grow, you know, so I will have to cut them off. Why? Because they don't allow my very plants to grow. They don't allow my very crops to grow rapidly. Now, when entering or logging in to the social platform, you have to enter there for a specific purpose, like career-wise, business-wise, and other, you know, beneficiary reasons that might have made you log into that social media account. Stick to that reason and see other plays like the comic videos, the dramas, and other, you know, articles as the weed in your farm. Why? Because you don't need those comic videos, family dramas, raised at that particular time. You don't need them at that time. It is when you need them, it is when you want to see them, that you now make them as the vegetable you want to see in your farm and not as the weeds. You then make them the wanted crops in your farm and not as the weeds that you have to cut off in order to allow other crops in your farm, in your surrounding, to grow, in your garden, to grow. Don't hit to them. They are not important at that time. At this time, they are not important. Go for those things that are very vital to you. What made you log in? Go for that reason and hit to it and record sessions in it. The last point, but not the least, Focal Minds in Action. I titled it Focal Minds, subtitled it Focal Minds in Action. How do you stay focused in all these destructive materials that has flooded your screen? It's not about being focused. How do you stay focused in all the destructive materials that flooded your screen, popping up on your Android phone, popping up on your PCs, popping up on your iPads, popping up on all your digital gadgets? How do you stay focused? Have you ever, you know, taken a photo with your phone camera or personal camera before now? I think yes. When taking a photo shoot, you look at the object very closely, be it human or beautiful places like the nature, water, flowers, mountains, etc. You looked very closely and took a shot, even the last selfie you took. Yeah, I know you looked very closely before taking it. Yeah, and you looked very closely, knowing that this selfie is something as a sweet. It looks takeaway. So takeaway. Now, I was teaching on this same topic, and I asked a lady to take a selfie, and after taking me a shot, now after she was done, I asked her to survey the photo and tell me what is it that has gone wrong with that photo. She looked and looked, in her reply, I can't find any other thing on this pic. So this piece is good and looking beautiful in it. I asked her again, are you sure? She muttered yes. Then I began explaining this to her. Look at this photo very closely. Could you see that knees are on the ground? She looked and she smiled. Yes, there are knees on the ground. I continued, how about that piece of wood at the back of your image where you posing right on? She smiled again and answered yes. And I asked her again, when you took the pics, did you notice if they were there? She stayed for a while, flashing back, and muttered no. Now I continued, that's focus. When you're looking at yourself, posing at the front of your camera, looking if you're photogenic enough to be complimented on or use your pics as a cover photo on your social media page, you couldn't see those walls behind your back, you couldn't see those nails on the ground, and you couldn't even see the flies you captured along the way with your photo while snapping. Why? Because you are busy looking at your own very self to be captured very clean, to be captured very successfully. Now that is focus in action. When your focus is being enacted, you refuse to see other vices. You don't see other things. Those things become a distraction. Even while they are even standing there as destructive materials, you don't even see them. And because you don't see them, they have no value. They have no effect in what you are even doing. They couldn't stop you from taking those photos. They couldn't stop you from doing other things. They couldn't even stop you from being, handsome in that photo, beautiful, photogenic in that photo. They were there. They were all there. But why? Because you didn't focus your mind on them. Your attention, your interest, your values wasn't on them. Where were your focus? On you. So wherever your attention goes, wherever your interest goes, your values is what you will see. If you see yourself, if you see the business that you are entering in, if you see that thing that you are going into the social media to do for, that thing would be the thing that will record success. Other vices can never and will never be enough to distract you. They will always be there, but not value to you. They are just there. You don't see them. It has no meaning to you. Those nails on the ground are the distractions. They wouldn't stay behind your back while taking the photo. The flies you captured alongside that you never knew are all the distractions, but couldn't see you, but couldn't also stop you from taking that beautiful photo of yourself. Why? Because they don't matter to you. They were like never in existence to you while taking that photo shoot. So same thing here. All the same here. When you focus on the task given to yourself when logging into your social media account, no comic videos, family dramas, reels, or chat notifications can stop you. You only get stopped when you stop your own very self. The creator, funny enough, the creator of the social media platform, don't spend the time many of us have spent on it. They are always busy thinking of new ways to unleash other potentials in them for a successful living. If you logging into any media platform, be specific on what you logging in for, the supposed time spent, and what next to do with the rest of your time. Remember, be focused. If you are a marketer, a promoter, an affiliate group page manager, etc., enter it with that purpose, with that mindset, with a time frame also allotted to it. Be business minded on social media. Don't just go for highs and hellos, what's-ups and more when it's not the time for that. These principles and these policies are also, these techies and ploys has helped me a lot also in my career, logging in and all of that, doing other, you know, works, you know, on social media platforms. Remember, time is destiny and destiny is time. It is our daily activities and engagements that determines the outcome of our lives. Love you all. Once again, what have we discussed so far? You know, after you've managed your activities with, you know, social media platform, chat programs, and known how to utilize the social media to your benefit, what is the next thing you have to do to continue succeeding? Well, that will be discussed on our next episode. It will be discussed on our next episode. Love you all. Please don't ever forget to throw in your questions, whichever platform that you are listening to us from the websites, from our YouTube channel, from our podcast channel, or from the Life Matters podcast website channel. Whichever way you are, place you are listening to us from, please do not forget to message us, ask your question in whatever direction you had like to. Okay, please, the OM Digitals are still on their way for their digital products in her online store. Please do it to subscribe to this podcast channel at Life Matters Podcast with Okolosha Moses to be notified on our latest episodes. Also, do it to download and share this link to others so they can as well benefit from it, and at the same time for others to know about this podcast channel. The books of Okolosha Moses are also available now at Okolosha Store or OM Digitals. Also, you can also browse it online. One of his books titled, three of his books titled The Future Is Now by Okolosha Moses, You Can Be Your Dream by Okolosha Moses, and also the latest, The Secrets to Campus Finance by Okolosha Moses. Thank you very much once again. I really appreciate the time together. Love you all. Thank you very much. We appreciate our time.
Like Okolosha Moses' page on Facebook at Okolosha Moses, Instagram at Okolosha _ Moses, Twitter at Okolosha, LinkedIn at Okolosha Moses, and YouTube at Okolosha Moses Hope. Don't forget to get his latest books via his bookstore link at his Facebook page at Okolosha Moses. Thank you and have a very wonderful time.